Welcome to another episode of Kalli Cricket to Bounce a Wicket podcast. I'm your host, Srinivas.
Hi, this is Manoj.
Hi, everybody. This is Raja.
Today, we are going to discuss four matches, that is from match number 25 to 28. So without any further delay, let's get into the episode. So let's start with match 25, which happened on Thursday, second match of the day, being a doubleheader day, which is between Delhi Capitals and KKR. This match is happening in Ahmedabad and Delhi has won the toss and decided to bowl. We have seen few changes coming from Delhi. Amit Mishra was out due to shoulder injury and Lalit Yadav is back into team. And KKR, as usual, they went on with the same team. Coming to KKR's batting, they had quite a bit of turbulent start. In between, Shubman Gill struck there for some time and Tripathi has joined him for some time. After that, we have seen a mini collapse because of Lalit Yadav, who struck two times in the same over. Russell played an anchor role in the initial bit of game that he has played. For first 18 balls that Russell has played, he scored 16 runs. And the last 9 balls he played, he scored 29 runs. Overall, they ended up the innings with 154 for 6, which you can say is not a very competitive total. But at least thanks to heroics of Russell at the end of the innings, that he gave something to their bowlers to bowl it. So, Raja, your thoughts on KKR batting as a whole?
Bit of a stop-start effort, I felt. What you pointed out was pretty right. It was not a great batting performance considering the situation. But they managed to put up a decent total, if not, it was still under par, but decent total. And all thanks to what Russell was able to put through. And also another rare failure, and I wouldn't say rare failure, another failure from Morgan Sindh. I don't know how that would affect his psyche going forward.
Let's hope the CEO of KKR and SRH are not the same ones. Also hope Morgan will continue for some more time. Yeah, coming to Delhi Capitals batting, man, they got a dream start. They got 67 runs in the power play and first over went for 25 runs. One wide and 6 forced by Prithvi Shah. Manoj, your thoughts? Shivam Avi is basically played under Prithvi Shah in under-19 team when Prithvi Shah was captain. Today, he is hitting him for 6 fours. Your thoughts on Prithvi Shah?
Brilliant, I think. You know, I think they've got a great start. They got a great start and that's what was needed to chase down, you know, 156. He's batting brilliantly, Prithvi. I think we've seen him play also in the last couple of matches. He's in brilliant form. So I think he's continued from where he left off. Also well complemented by Shikhar and also Rishabh and Stoinis, finishing the job for Delhi.
Yeah, I think these two has become most destructive opening pair, if you ask me. Some time back, I was going through some stat and then I found of the top 5 power play scores, I think 3 or 4 are by Prithvi Shah and Shikhar Dhawan. So that's how destructive they have been in this season so far. And after they got 67 runs in the power play, hardly they are left with some 90 odd runs to finish in 14 overs and they finished it quite easily. So again, nothing much to discuss about KKR bowling when they don't have enough runs on the board to defend. But Raja, my question to you, one major issue is, questionable KKR bowling tactics, especially by Morgan. Prithvi Shah and Shikhar Dhawan are going hard on all the bowlers. And he brought Pat Cummins in the 6th over, like just in the last over of, power play. When they went for 25 runs in the first bowler against a young rookie like Shivam Avi, I think if it is a usual Ian Morgan, he would have brought him in the 2nd over, right? Like at least to intimidate the batsman. But I'm not sure, these kind of tactics of Ian Morgan. So your thoughts on that?
Quite surprising, to be honest. We talk about when it comes to a batting lineup, you want your best batsman to face the most number of balls. It should be the same thing with your best bowlers as well, right? Bowler should be given an opportunity to take the most number of wickets. Having said that, and it is not you were preserving Pat Cummins for the purpose of death bowling or something like that. It doesn't work like that also. If you go through the bowling lineup, it is not just that he was brought in the 6th over, it was the 5th bowler to be bowling in the power play.
Right,
so that also tells that he was just throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks.
At least he should throw a good one first, right?
Absolutely. When you're defending a total which isn't that huge, considering the batting is that Delhi possesses. And in hindsight, it is a thing else, but Pat Cummins ended up being the best bowler of the day for KKR. True. And
in fact, that, in the final over that he has bowled in the power play, he gave one run. So Delhi basically scored 66 runs in the 5 overs, and he gave one run in the final over that he has bowled. And this is surprising coming from Morgan, actually. If it is someone like Rishabh Pant or KL Rahul doing, like, who may not have much of experience in the captaining of the team, but this is quite surprising coming from Morgan. Yeah, your theory and, is getting strong day by day, Raja. Their batsman form and, you know, captaincy results are really, you know, coming out to be interlinked.
Especially for overseas captains, possibly. And the thing is that it's another disappointing performance. It's not just from Morgan, but again, Sunil Narayan also. He got out for a duck again, and I think the second duck in the last 3-4 games, if I'm not wrong.
Right, second.
And on top of that, he went for a few runs in the bowling also. Couldn't do the job with the ball. So, a lot of questions for KKR, and they need to be addressed as quickly as possible.
True, Raja. So, let's move on to the next match. Match number 26, which happened on Friday between Punjab Kings and RCB. Again, this match is also happened in Ahmedabad. So, Royal Challengers Bengaluru won the toss and they have decided to bowl, because again, dew must be the factor here. Like, dew was quite unpredictable in Ahmedabad. One day it was very heavy, one day it was not there. So, I think they haven't took any risk. So, they have decided to bowl. Again, some interesting changes coming from Punjab Kings. So, they have made 3 changes. Henriks and Arshdeep Singh has been dropped, and Mayank Agarwal is out with an injury. So they have replaced him with Meredith Harpreet and Prabhsimran Singh. I think dropping Arshdeep Singh is quite a bit of a surprise for me, Manoj, if you ask me, because I think he bowled much better than Mohammad Shami. Other than an international experience, I don't see a reason why Arshdeep was not playing that day, and Shami has played. But again, they have replaced with Harpreet Brar, and let's discuss about that going into the match. Again, quite a bit of surprise from RCB. They have decided to go with Shahbaz in place of Sundar. So Sundar, they have been doing some experimenting for quite some time now, changing his batting order, removing him from bowling in the power play. I'm not sure what thoughts they have got for Sundar. They didn't say they are dropping him. They said playing combination, they are going with Shahbaz Ahmed. But still, it's a bit of a surprise for me. So, Manoj, your thoughts on both the squads?
See, I think I was a little surprised to see, you know, that they benched Arshdeep for this match and brought in Meredith Preet Brar. We've seen how good he was in the match. Obviously, Mayank with this injury is out. And I think dropping out Sundar from RCB squad looked like a logical one. He was not contributing with both ball and bat. So they thought, okay, bringing in conventional spinner would help. So that seems to be the case.
So let's get into the match, guys. So Punjab Kings started the match, and Rahul, and due to absence of Mayank, Prabhsimran Singh has come for batting. He got out quickly in, I think, 4th over, and Gale has come. And Rahul, as usual, has started slowly with about strike rate of 100. And then Gale took over the match, and they had a pretty good partnership, about 80 runs partnership they had. And once Gale got out again, Puran got another duck. I don't know. I lost the count of ducks that he has got in this season, probably 4th or 5th one. Yeah, that's going to be a big concern. So once Gale got out, and they got a few wickets in between with Deepak Hooda and Shah Rukh Khan also getting out quickly. And it's good to see Chahal getting a wicket off Googly. Hardly we have seen Chahal taking wickets in this season, but it's good that he has got a good wicket finally. So overall, you know, Harpreet Brar has come again, playing first time for this season, and an all-rounder. No one knows how he is going to play. I think he has played very well. And he gave some balls to Rahul to bat, at least. Because we all know Rahul initially starts slow and he'll try to accelerate in the fag end. So a lot of times he'll end up getting, you know, no balls to play. So this time Harpreet Brar really supported KL Rahul, and KL Rahul has accelerated pretty well. He ended up scoring 91 not out. So overall they posted 179 for 5 for 20 overs. So your thoughts, Raja, on Punjab's batting?
Great start. The top three did extremely well. And collapse, which was again rescued by Harpreet Brar, as you said. But KL Rahul played his, I think he played a very aggressive. We spoke about Rahul, how he's approaching this particular season, whether he's going too slow or if even that that should be pardoned or anything, because considering the kind of batting lineup that they have. But, you know, he went back to his roots of aggressive batting. And that's what I mean. Like, Rahul can always do that. So I think the criticism that is coming his way is also very unfair. And this is the kind of innings that Rahul can play, but considering the role and all that. So I think the batting side of things, they did a pretty decent job. Daniel Sams was the pick of the bowlers for me in the bowling display.
Speaking of bowling, Raja, I think Harshal Patel's form is going to concern RCB here, because I think he has given more than 50 runs for second time in 3 games. Like against Chennai, Jadeja has, you know, ripped him apart. And again, this match he's going more than 50 runs and with no wicket. So I think this is going to be hurting, because they cannot drop him also, since he is the only wicket taker so far in this season for him, and he's a purple cap holder now. So him going for runs is a big concern, if you ask.
You know that there is an element of him being found out. I think his play is being analyzed, always bowling and all that. And that's why I think the first 3-4 games where he picked up a lot of wickets was also because the teams didn't have enough, like what he was trying to do. But the sample size is quite decent right now. And teams have figured out that he's going to bowl those cutters and your slower ones and different kind of options. And he's going to bowl wicket to wicket and all that. And I think it's also a good challenge for Harshal. As you said, they won't be able to drop him at any time soon, unless he is going to, unless his season falls off a cliff or his form. But there's a good opportunity for Harshal to try to reinvent himself. Because he's got the skills and the temperament also to bowl to big name players and in current situations. It's just about trying to outsmart what the oppositions have already done a bit of research on him, you could say.
Let's hope he is going to come back strongly in the upcoming matches for RCB, and it's quite important for them. So moving on to RCB's batting. So Virat Kohli started slowly at again, and the Padikkal got out early, and Rajat Patidar and Virat Kohli, I don't know, man. I mean, they have forgotten that they're playing a T20. It all seemed like 10 overs, they ended up at 62, and it was quite surprising for me. None of them are going. I was expecting at least one of them will take a risk and, you know, they'll keep the scoreboard moving. But again, both of them could not move. And maybe if you see the scorecard at the end of the innings, it may say they both of them scored at 100. When you see the match, actually they were not scoring at 100 even. Like just before getting out, they got a few boundaries and then they ended up at 100. But overall, they've put a lot of pressure on the other batsmen who are supposed to come after them. And yeah, like it's a collapse, man. It's a collapse. So Manoj, my question to you. So let's say you are a 25-year-old guy playing first time for the season, and you are getting Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers and Maxwell. So you are getting 3 wickets. So what are your feelings?
Yeah, I'd be on cloud 9, obviously. breaking the backbone of RCB, the two who all players are in brilliant form, right?
True.
Maxwell, Kohli. I mean, I would be on cloud 9 if I were
Harpreet Brar.
Yeah. So yeah, brilliant performance. I think if not for him, RCB would have won it. You never know.
I think this kind of collapse is, you know, I think will definitely concern RCB, because again, like I said, Harshal Patel giving more than 50 runs and they are seeing collapse for second time in 3 matches. So they have got a good head start in the tournament. I think they'll definitely think about why this is happening, and they'll try to rework something in the next match definitely, because I think upfront they have some issue. Because unlike other seasons, Virat Kohli is not able to get runs. He is taking too many balls. And it's putting pressure on the other batsmen. And batsmen coming one down, if he is also going to play slow, definitely the result is going to be like this again. So not to take away anything from young bowler Ravi Bisnoi, So your thoughts on Ravi Bisnoi, Raja?
Yeah, I think as we had talked about him, how Kumble used him pretty late.
He has completed his syllabus?
No, he's done his good job. I think he bowled it brilliantly. I think him and Brar, both of them combined together well, and they broke the back of RCB's chase. You know, I was just looking, if you can look at this, 8 overs for 36 for 5 wickets. And right. what could KLR Rahul ask for more, right?
True.
It is that kind of a brilliant, spinning performance that you would want the captain will dream of. And it's a great thing to see. Two youngsters, one having some pedigree, one making his debut in this level, and both of them beating, combining and beating RCB on their own right.
Yeah, one thing I'm really happy about is, even though I may feel better if RCB wins, but seeing Punjab winning is good sign of a competitive tournament, right? The team, if teams at the bottom of the table keep losing and teams at top of the table keep winning, then there is no competition in the tournament. I'm really liking the way the tournament is panning out. So let's move on to the next match. Match number 27, which happened yesterday between CSK and MI. This match went like another IPL final. This is, I would say nothing short of an IPL final. Let's get into the match. Mumbai Indians won the toss and they have decided to bowl. So they have made a few replacements. Jimmy Nesham has come into team for Jayant Yadav. This is the first time he's playing for Mumbai Indians. And Dhaval Kulkarni has replaced Nathan Counternail. And coming to CSK, they have played with the same team. Coming to CSK's batting, Thras Gaikwad got out quickly, and Duplessis and Moeen Ali. Man, look at the strike rates. Look at the consistency both of them are playing. And everyone keeps saying CSK is dad's army, but see what they are up to really. So Faf du Plessis has scored 50 of 28 balls. Moeen Ali has scored 58 of 36 balls with 5 fours and 5 sixes. Again, Raina couldn't get going again. That seems to be a little concern going forward. But at one stage, when Moeen Ali and Suresh Raina got out, MI was almost like pulling back the match towards them. CSK was scoring it almost at 10 runs and an over at that stage. But once Raidu has come, he turned the game completely. Interestingly, this is the 27th match of the IPL. In 27 balls, Raidu has scored 72 in this match. Amazing to see. Probably he must be having something against MI. He played for MI. They have released him. He has come back to CSK. I don't know what exactly it is. But we have seen Raidu playing aggressively in the IPL, definitely. He scores at 120, 130, 140. That's fine. But see this strike rate, man. He has scored a half century in 20 balls. And in next 7 balls, he again scored 22. And he ended up not out. On the other end, Jadeja, he couldn't get his timing initially. But when the other batsman is playing that way, your only job is to, just give strike to the other batsman, right? So Manoj, your thoughts on Dad's Army's batting?
Brilliant, Sin. I think Duplessis and Moeen Ali, they were very free-flowing. To be honest, I was impressed with Moeen Ali's batting skills, timing very well. I think England will really consider playing him up the order after this IPL.
I really think he's trying to make a statement to Morgan, definitely, that what he is capable of. No, there is no doubt in that. He was sitting in the dugout for entire India's T20 series, right? He is definitely going to make a statement there.
And then what an innings by Raidu. I think he went berserk. I haven't seen a much better innings from Raidu.
And Bumrah went for 56 runs. Sorry to interrupt you again. Just to explain you the impact of Raidu's batting, this is the worst figures for Bumrah in his IPL career.
Right. I mean, he really targeted Dhaval Kulkarni. I mean, even Bumrah took a beating, right? From Raidu. He was in his element, man. I mean, he was timing. He was hitting every single ball out of the park.
As always, that's not the end for Raidu's story. There is always but in the story of Raidu right from the beginning of his career. So let's see what happened in the second innings of the match. So Mumbai Indians started really well, I would say. I mean, they started with very positively. They scored 58 runs of the power play. They haven't lost the wicket. And Rohit Sharma, got out probably in the 8th over. So after that, Surya Kumar Yadav couldn't get going. And then Krunal has come once Dika got out. Kyron Pollard has. So there is only one way for Mumbai to win this match. So someone has to play like what Raidu has done for CSK for them to win this match. So there is no other way, because run rate kept jumping till 14-15 at one stage. when, you know, you can say when Pollard has come, run rate was close to 12 runs or 13 runs. So from that stage, so Karen Pollard has scored 87 of 34 balls, hitting more sixes than fours. So your thoughts, Raja, on Pollard's innings?
We were waiting for this kind of an innings, wasn't we?
Definitely.
All of us were what happens is, as we're talking about cricket, right? Our memory is getting very, very short. So when Mumbai's number 4, 5, 6 are struggling, we think, oh, is this the end of their this season, or this is how the season will pan out because they're not getting enough runs. It just, we were talking about how one innings can spur so much changes with a team like Mumbai, and this was the right example at the right time for Mumbai to come back. And Pollard, then the famed three P's of Pandya, Pollard and Pandya to come back and make a significant contribution to a chase. It's not just that the chase was they required that kind of, it was a high score also. And considering the top 2-3 didn't do that much, it fell on their shoulders, and they shouldered it responsibly, brilliantly. And it's a great testament to Mumbai's resurgence. This is the turnaround point, I feel, for Mumbai going forward, because they will have a lot more confidence going in. And Mumbai always walks in with a certain amount of swagger, and it will only increase. And having Pollard firing in this level and against a team which was at the top of the table, right? So brilliant to see.
Definitely, Raja. And I think there is a bit of concern for Chennai if you look at their bowling card. Sam Curran has really bowled well. In those tough times, he came back. And when MI needed 14 or 15 runs of the over, he came back, he bowled, and he gave 4 runs with Pollard batting. Like, amazing death bowling talent by this young man. And I think he's definitely going to go greater heights. And if you look at players like Lungi Ngidi and Shardul Thakur, I think, I don't know what happened to Shardul Thakur. He was always a go-to bowler for MS Dhoni, at least in the middle overs. He'll come in, he picks up some wickets, and that's not happening this season either. And Lungi Ngidi, man, forget what happened, right? When match has reached 20th over, CSK has 16 runs to defend, and Karan Pollard is facing the batting, and he's not going to take singles definitely, because the other side, Dhaval Kulkarni, is batting, and Lungi Ngidi has bowled 3 full tosses to Karan Pollard. I just think this is unacceptable. I mean, bowling one full toss, quite understandable. Let us say he missed the Yorker length, but bowling him 3 full tosses is unacceptable, and I don't think it is going to go down well with CSK's management as well. But again, it's a bit of concern for them because they don't have a reliable another death bowler. So whom do they turn up to? Probably Bravo, maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, he Bravo, the only concern is the only variation or the best variation that he is having is slow ball, right? So it may be a predictable ones. So I think
also I have a question. Like, would you call a variation a slower ball when all his bowling are slower balls?
That's what actually by default you can say he's fast bowler of Rashid Khan. By default, they bowl googly, and then and there they bowl leg breaks. So it's Bravo story is like that. By default, he'll bowl a slower ball, and then and there he'll bowl the faster ones. So I think this is the bit of concern. We are going to discuss more about it when we move forward to the next episode, where we are going to in detail discuss about all the franchise a midweek review. So yeah, I think CSK's bowling is going to be a bit concerned for them. But it's amazing game, man. Amazing game. Went to last ball, and last ball they need 2 runs. So, and Karan Pollard is batting, Dhoni removing his gloves and getting ready. So, yeah, nice to, really see how the match has panned out. So, let's move on to the next match, which is Sunday's match that is happening right now as we speak, which is between Rajasthan Royals and Sunrisers Hyderabad. So someone said SRH is a boring team, Raja. So I think they have took it very seriously. So they have done some, unpredictable and I don't know what to say.
Unimaginable.
Unimaginable.
Inexplicable.
Yeah, I'm still not sure I'm in dream or in reality. But still, again, so the match has started. So I'm sure it is in real, and we are not on April 1st also. So yeah, they have dropped.
It was May 1st actually.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The captain got sacked on Labor Day.
Yeah, exactly. So a captain who worked day and night as a laborer in SRH has been sacked on Labor Day. Very sad to hear. But again, let's discuss in detail about that in the next episode. But yeah, I mean, it's surprising for everyone going into the match. Again, RR has done quite a few changes here. Jaydev Unadkat is resting and Tyagi has come in place of him. Anuj Rawat is making his debut in place of Shivam Dubey. And again, like they have announced, they have changed quite a bit by SRH also in this match. So Nabi, Bhuneshwar Kumar and Abdul Samad are back in team. David Warner, Suchit and Siddharth Kaul are missing for them. So RR has come for batting first and then they scored a oofing 220 runs, man. So Raja, my question to you, do you think this is a competitive total? SRH can, you know, win this match?
I see, all of us are very familiar with SRH's batting struggles, especially chasing.
So interestingly, interestingly, since David Warner is not there, Manish Pandey and Johnny Bairstow has come for opening of batting. So thoughts, Raja?
See, the total is pretty high. There are a couple of things that I wanted to talk about even during the... See, we will talk about the Warner aspect of it later on. But who was brought in place of Warner was...
Nabi.
Nabi, right?
Yeah.
Nabi. And you have... you've used... Because you have decided that your lower middle order needs a certain kind of a batting impetus. And also you wanted to use his bowling skills. Now, if you look at what happened today, I don't know whether it was by design or what happened, whether it was again being a very reactive kind of a mindset that SRH has gone into. Nabi came into bowl the 15th over for the first time.
And he went for 20 odd runs.
Yeah, exactly. So what, again, we are all talking about this particular innings in hindsight, right? What advantage that does having a Nabi give you when you're not utilizing him to bowl, especially, you know, he's a good, decent, everybody talks about his power play, bowling skills.
They have to struggle for their opening pair also, since it is going to be a new opening pair. It's an experiment again.
So it doesn't really make a lot of sense, makes a lot of sense with having, bringing in a Nabi. So added to that, I think we'll talk about this, but it was a brilliant batting performance by Rajasthan Royals. It was also added to the fact that the fielding was abysmal. You know, people were dropping catches, there were run out chances going amiss, and all the everything comes down to the kind of form that a team is in, right? If things are not going well, you find ways to make it even more difficult for you. So it's that kind of a performance. But 220 is a brilliant score for RR, and considering SRH's limitations at present. So we don't know how the match will turn out, but I'm sure Manoj's team has a great chance of going up.
Manoj, your thoughts on RR batting? So basically, Joss Butler ended up as highest score by an RR batsman, 124 of 64 balls. So your thoughts on batting? Do you think
amazing,
there is
amazing,
enough on the board?
I think so. Definitely. There was a big 100 was due from Joss Butler this season. I think this was his day. Swashbuckling 100, I would say. Strike rate close to 200. What more can you ask from an opening batsman? And well complimented by Samson. Happy that he's making runs. I think we have very high chances of winning this match. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we will win this.
So before we wrap up, let's guess who is going to win this match. So Manoj, you are going to say RR. So Raja, do you think SRH has a chance here? So what is your guess going to be?
See, heart and mind are different things. When you put on a logic, thing, I think RR has enough. It's again, I think it will be down to Williamson again to anchor the chase or get SRH over the line. So, I'm just looking at the score.
No, there
right
is
now.
No if and but here. So we only want SRH or RR.
Fine, I think RR has a good chance.
So I also think RR has a good chance, but still my heart says SRH should win and make sure they are coming from bottom of the table to a little up at least. So let's hope we are going to see another thriller like yesterday. So that's all for the episode, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Please stay tuned. A lot of episodes we have planned for you guys. So yeah, thank you for tuning in again. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.